Hi, everybody. Welcome to Laugh Out Loud with Lisa. Hope everyone is having a good Monday, and this is going to be a fun podcast to start your week. So today's guest is another one of my castmates from The Circle. I had the pleasure of unexpectedly getting to share a flat with him. He taught me how to play chess, made me delicious breakfast sandwiches, and was a more than worthy trivia opponent. It's none other than Jack Atkins, a.k.a. Emily, a.k.a. Half of John. Hi, Jack.
Ooh, what's up, Lisa? Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. I mean, how could I not have you? Like, I know you the best out of everyone in The Circle.
Is it the second episode of this podcast? Or?
Yes, you are my second guest. Yes, yes. Now, you moved to L.A. a week ago.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Yes? How's it been so far?
Oh, it's been good. It's been really busy, but, like, really fun. And, you know, in the sense that it's busy, it's been, like, pretty fun busy. So, like, going to things. Like, so it's been a good time.
Yay. Yeah,
I'm only here for the summer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, tentatively, but perhaps longer if things go, my way.
Go well. And you have 1 year left of college?
A little bit more than 1 year, but yeah.
Yeah, trying to drag it out.
So I have to make that time up.
Oh, right. Well, drag it out as long as possible. I miss college.
if I take time off of school to do stuff out here, I mean, I might drag it out too much. I might be like 24 when I go back. kind of weird.
I know. I think I took 4 years and a quarter.
Yeah, so that's the track I'm on, Eric.
Yeah, I extend because you have quarters as well, which is not really typical in a college environment.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's where I'm at right now. But LA's been a blast. I was just telling you before we started that I did a Survivor drinking game yesterday, which was a lot of fun. I got 7th out of 20, which was decent. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was a big target, Lisa. Obviously, everybody was wanted a headhunt with your boy. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And what is that about? Like, what? Explain to me what Survivor drinking game.
Basically, it was like a 1 day version of Survivor. It's pretty much rapid fire, like challenges, tribal council, back to back.
Okay.
Started with 20, and then obviously got down to the final three within the. We started at like 10:30 and then 2 a.m. And pretty much every challenge involved a little bit of drinking. Not every challenge, but like it would be like, oh, you have to run to this place, like do flip cup, and then you can unlock your puzzle and then do your puzzle.
That's so fun.
It was fun. So honestly, it wasn't that much drinking within within the frame of the challenges, especially since I'm a big boy.
Yes, you're tall.
But also, like, as the day progressed and as the night came around, other like spectators started, and everyone was vaccinated, so it was cool. Spectators would cut game. So once the sun set, it was just like a party vibe. So whether you're in the game or like watching, everyone was just like drinking. So that's kind of where part of the drinking got involved too. Because you can just drink outside of the challenges too.
Yeah. Now, were you on teams or were you like competing?
You started in teams. So it started with 20. So it was two teams of 10. And then at 17, there was a swap into two tribes of 8 with one person going to like the exile island, like going and then rejoining. And then at the merge was at 13. So it was fun. But I knew a couple people going in and we all made it to the top 7, which was really cool. So.
I love that.
We should play it. It was fun.
I mean, yes. Someday, I assume that they'll do it.
Yeah, this was their 13th one. So. It was,
Yes. Well, maybe John. Maybe us will come in and join forces.
Emily, John, you and me could be a tribe.
That would be so fun. That would be really funny. And we had dinner at Katana the other night.
Yes. Oh, that was amazing.
Super fun. Mm-hmm. And we got, season 1 was there. Some of them were there as well. So that was kind of fun.
That was incredible. A tremendous meal. And they comped us a good bit. So we didn't pay very much for the quality of meal we got, obviously.
I wish
you could come to Harriet's with us after. That was a lot of fun, too. And that's the point when, like, Savannah and Courtney and Mitchell started getting drunk. I think I drank the most, but I think I was the least drunk, which
is a
role I'm happy to fulfill.
Yeah, no. My favorite was at dinner. Mitchell's like, you know, I'm going to be in bed by 12. And I'm like, no, you're not going to be in bed by 12.
Well, yeah, with with Mitchell, he's so hyper productive. Mm-hmm. And I like to get after it, get loose. And so for him, since he's a good friend of mine, obviously, for people who are listening, Mitchell and I are good friends. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to, like, it's a Friday night, Thursday night, I guess at that point. Take a night, smell the roses, Mitchell. You don't have to be working at 3 a.m. Like, so I always feel bad for, like, peer pressuring, but I'm like, here, get a drink, Mitchell. Like, have a drink.
And then no peer pressure.
Like, yeah. Just, yeah, it's peer pressure. There's nothing wrong with a little peer pressure.
No, he needs to, you know, rest. Like, he works hard, so he needs, like, take a little break.
I respect. I mean, it's better than what I'm always. It's better than the way I'm approaching it. But, like, at the same time, have a little fun, you know.
But no, because you're still in college. You are allowed. This is it. Like, this is your time.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
If I could functionally, like, work myself like 14 hours a day, I guess I should. But it's just like, it's not human.
I can't do that. Like, there are people like Mitchell that are made to do that. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just
I'd rather, this is a little bit philosophical, but I guess that's what the podcast is all about. These are the kind of discussions we had in the circle, guys. It's kind of like we're back in there. But I'd rather, like, work in an average to above average amount and, like, have moderate success, but also, like, find time to enjoy, like, you know, good times with good people. Mm-hmm. Well, not that like he doesn't, but just like,
right.
It's like versus like working yourself hardcore so that you're like super successful. Like, I don't need to be super successful.
Me and too.
Props to everybody who is. It's really
impressive. I agree.
But I'd rather like be able to like take a step back and relax. And now living in LA now has kind of brought out the hustler a little bit more in me. Like, I've definitely been working harder than back at school. Mm-hmm. Still, like, if I have an opportunity to just, like, have a fun night with friends, I can't say no.
Yeah, I agree. I'm more like that. It took me longer to realize than when I was in my 20s that was important to me. Like, I'd rather make decent money, like, be able to live in vacation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, not be a CEO where I'm working 15, 16-hour days, 7 days a week to make millions of dollars. It's just my quality of life would really suffer.
Yeah, because at that point, you don't even have time to spend your money. Like,
no.
Until you retire, but at that point, you're older, and it's just like, it's not the same. I don't think.
You know, have fun while you can, everyone. Just like a good work-life balance, that's what it's called. 100%. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the circle a little. Cool. How was your experience on it? Like, how was it?
I mean, it was good overall. It definitely had its ups and its downs. I mean, the pregame quarantine that we had to do was definitely sucked.
Yes.
The game overall was good. I mean, the downtime could be boring sometimes, but that kind of like came with the territory.
Right. Right.
Obviously, it would be like stressful at times, but like that's just part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but it was definitely good. I mean, I would 100% do it again.
Me too.
Yeah, do it again. And yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the way it all worked out. It was just, I mean, it was fun. I was in every episode. You were essentially in every episode. It was fun to.
Yeah, I think I just missed two.
Yeah.
Yeah, like two episodes. But yeah, you were in every one.
So, I mean, I can't really complain with that.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously changed kind of, I'm sure you would agree, it's kind of changed. Mm-hmm. Not overnight per se, but like over the last month, like things have shifted for me pretty dramatically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because you have a pretty big TikTok presence now. Were you always in a TikTok, or was it just because of
I didn't post on TikTok until 2 days after the premiere. So I had never posted. So I definitely built it. I mean, I'm definitely happy to say, I guess, that I built it up from kind of from scratch, which was, it's not like crazy, right? Like I'm not like a Bryce Hall on there. I'm doing all right. TikTok's been fun.
Yeah.
I've mostly slowed down a little bit recently since I've gotten busy, but today I'm going to try to bust out some TikToks.
Well, yeah, because that's what it's about. You have to like constantly like put your, like, you know, put content out, and that is, that's tough.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean?
constantly.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be out here with other like people who want to create content, because it just makes it like when Savannah, Mitchell, and I all got together, or Savannah, Mitchell, Courtney, and I all got together.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of have like, they're a little bit more pressing with it. Like they had, mm-hmm. they come in with like their TikTok ideas, and I'm like, all right, I'll do these.
You're like, I'll just do them.
Yeah, you can send them to me, and then I post them a little bit after, and then it's fine. But
no, that's good.
But I also want to start pivoting my Instagram and my TikTok content a little bit away from the circle, because like you know you can't push circle content for like months after.
Absolutely.
But I do need to. I mean, circle content right now is still kind of hot, so I gotta drop while it's hot.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like we have a couple more weeks to where we can like. You know, push it, because that's the thing about it being on Netflix. Like, there could be a resurgence in a month. Like, we don't know.
Right. I mean, I think the benefit of it is that there's going to be at least a few more seasons, hopefully several. Mm-hmm. And I think each time a season drops, it'll kind of be a little
comeback.
And not even for our season's screen time, but it brings it like back into relevancy for like Instagram or TikTok or whatever.
I agree. Yeah, no, totally. I totally agree. Are you happy with the episodes and how they turned out? Like for you?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I mean, I think it was a pretty accurate. I mean, it was like a small. It was a less intricate display of every person's personality, but I think it was overall pretty accurate.
Right.
And I thought it was pretty accurate about who I was. I mean, there's definitely some things. Like, obviously, everyone's very multifaceted, so it's hard to show that over the span of 13 episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the job that they did.
Yeah, no, me too. I mean, I was not unpleased. I was fine.
Yeah.
And why did you want to be on the show?
Oh, I just love shows like that. Like Survivor, Big Brother, The Circle, The Challenge. Mm-hmm. I've just been a fan of those for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I was always like, you know what, this would be a lot of fun to do. Mm-hmm. So I had been applying for Survivor. I'm a huge Survivor guy.
Yes, you are.
And obviously, I hadn't really been applying for. I applied for The Circle after season one, which I guess was kind of like the first time you could apply for it.
Right.
So I guess, it's not like I could have been applying for The Circle for longer. So as soon as I could apply, I applied. Didn't really think much of my video or whatever. I was just like, yeah, I'll give this a try, right? Like, it's a 1 minute video. It can't hurt to. Well, that's the thing. If you're listening too, like,
yeah,
it doesn't hurt to send an application. Like, that's kind of like, well, this is very like, once again, weird comparison. But to me, it's kind of like my advice I give when people are like, "Yo, should I download a dating app?" I'm like, "Look, you might as well like do it." Like, the drawback people have is that like if it doesn't work, then their ego takes a little bit of a hit.
Of course.
But I'm like, you'd rather just have that happen. Mm-hmm. With the upside, like with the amazing upside of like meeting someone on a dating app that you like, or like
around
the circle, the benefits of that versus like, oh, well, not doing it, it'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at least you know at that point, and you can keep applying because for like Survivor, there's people who applied for years and years and years and didn't get on to like the 13th time that they applied.
Yeah, no.
If you keep trying, but yeah,
I would like to see you and Mitchell on Amazing Race.
People have been saying you would be on Amazing. I would do it with pretty much anyone from our cast, barring.
You don't want to do it with me. I'd be horrible.
I would do it with you. I could see where we might go wrong. But
yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I'm afraid of heights. I don't eat weird food. Like, there's so many things I couldn't do. Like, I don't even know if I could qualify.
You're not even allowed on the show.
No, we would have fun. I can drive a stick. Like, yeah, that I can do.
So we're good on that.
Okay, we're good. Do you eat
weird things? I haven't driven a stick in a couple of years. What?
Yeah. Do you eat weird things? Like, does that bother you?
I mean, I would do it. I don't actively seek it out. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, Lisa, let's go get some raw eggs. Like, no.
No.
If they're like, hey, for this... What's the Amazing Race? Is it $1 million?
I think it's $1 million.
They're like, yeah, you got to eat this like scorpion for $1 million. Like on your quest to $1 million, I'd be like, sure.
But could you drink a cup of blood? Like I've seen that before, where you drink like a cup of sheep's blood or something.
I mean, I would get it. I'd do it. I would be sad. I'd probably cry. I'd probably dilute the blood with my tears.
Yes, and you can't puke it up or else it's like voided.
Oh, Oh, well, I'd probably puke.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Like that's me. Like I wouldn't even try because I know I'd vomit the second it hit my lips. So it's
I would definitely vomit probably. So
yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I do the amazing. I mean, the amazing is probably the one I'd least want to do. Like,
but it's hard. I've had some friends on it and it's no joke. It's a tough game. I also would love to see you on Wipeout.
I mean, I don't know if that's my long-term goal, but if they asked me to pull up, I'd definitely pull up.
I'm going to work on that. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you could actually get me on Wipeout, I'd do Wipeout. Sure.
That'd be fun, right? Like, I think that'd be totally fun.
Yeah.
Why did you want to be on The Circle? Just because, I mean, wait, I already asked you that. Rewind. Tell me about your audition process.
Just in general, we're not allowed to, mm-hmm. I think we're allowed to go into in depth, but.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. In general.
Yeah. So I applied in like April, 2020, mm-hmm. like while I was quarantining at my dad's apartment. That was like mm-hmm. right when quarantine started.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't hear back until a few days before my birthday in June.
Mm-hmm.
And started like right off the bat, started talking with the casting people when they called me. Mm-hmm. We kind of mutually discussed like whether I should be myself, whether I should catfish, etc. Mm-hmm. Ultimately came to the conclusion that it would be hilarious if I catfished as a sorority girl. So got that done. And then mm-hmm. throughout the summer had, multiple interviews.
Yes.
I mean, after I got my foot in the door with that first call, I felt pretty mm-hmm. confident throughout, which might be a little bit cocky. I don't know. But, like, I always felt like I was going to make the next step because they would tell me, like, we really like you.
Nice.
Yeah, I love you. So I was like, wonderful.
Well, that's great.
But I had a major snafu, Lisa.
What?
In July, mm-hmm. my passport got stolen.
Oh,
from my house, and so one with a couple other things. And so I barely got my passport in time to go to film a show. So I almost there was definitely a possibility that I didn't get that passport, and that mm-hmm. we wouldn't even be talking right now. I'd just be some little fan.
That is nuts. Yeah, I mean, because it wasn't super easy to expedite because of COVID.
Yeah, what actually happened was you couldn't expedite it via mm-hmm. traditional methods. But what mm-hmm. happened is like my dad heard about something where he contacted my local congresswoman.
Yep.
Or like their team in mm-hmm. Connecticut though, because that's where my mom lives.
Right.
And then they like made a call to the Chicago passport office where they were processing my stuff, and mm-hmm. then I got it a few days later. So without that, I don't know if it would have happened.
Yeah, if you would have known me then. I could have helped you with that too. Because I've had to do that for work, get those quick and like, yeah. So now you know.
Thank God it worked out.
Yeah.
I heard I was going to be on the show about a month before. I mean, obviously you don't know for sure until mm-hmm. you walk through the door.
Right.
But like they told me in early August that they wanted me on season two. So I kind mm-hmm. of like felt pretty good about that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
But even after they told me that throughout the whole month, I was like, if I don't get this damn passport, I'm going to be, I don't like to count my chickens before they hatch. You know, like I always feel like things will work out for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like that's partly because I try to like put in the, I don't take things for granted. So until it happens, I don't.
Yeah. No, you didn't want to get your hopes up and then have it.
That too.
Yeah. No, that's smart. Was it weird for you being filmed 24/7? Well, almost 24/7, I guess. We didn't get filmed sleeping, but.
No, they did film us sleeping.
Oh, we did get filmed sleeping?
Although, once you were gone, they didn't film you sleeping because your room didn't have a camera, I don't think. But
my room had a camera. It didn't have a screen.
Oh, well, then they do film you sleeping because they want you to make sure you're like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So was it weird for you?
With that being said, no, it wasn't that weird for me. I mean, obviously it was a little bit weird, but like mm-hmm. not too bad.
Yeah, like, me either.
Yeah, like definitely some people would probably think it's a lot weirder. So I mm-hmm. guess with that being said, I didn't think it was too bad.
Yeah, I oddly didn't either. I get asked that question a lot. Was it weird being filmed? And I was like, no, because you, it's not that you forget, but you kind of forget. Like,
oh, yeah, it just becomes natural. Like,
yes.
And you're kind of like talking to the producer constantly, mm-hmm. who's like watching you.
Yes.
Like one of them who's like kind of like watching you, looking out for you. So you kind of mm-hmm. have a rapport with the people that are watching, or like at least one of the people that are watching you.
Yeah.
So kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously more people are watching you. Mm-hmm. But kind of like know that the main one. So I mean,
yeah. It's easier. No, Stu, one of our producers, he was amazing. I missed Stu.
The best.
Right? He was just so cool. He knew so many things, yeah, like about movies, and he was fascinating.
I had him pretty much every night, and he was just awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that. What were your first impressions of the other cast members?
In the game or after when I met them in person?
In the game.
Savannah, I thought was going to be a really strong player.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think she would have been, were it not for the Teralisha incident.
Mm-hmm.
River, I thought was really cool. That, they didn't mm-hmm. show it on the show, but that was my first one-on-one conversation.
Me too.
Yeah, we quickly like formed a little bond. Mm-hmm. Courtney, I liked, but I honestly like over text, I didn't really like get like authentic energy from him. Although watching mm-hmm. the show back, he was definitely like being pretty authentic.
Right. It's weird like, watching
early in the
it
game,
back.
I was yeah. like, I feel like this is like too. He's like being very low key.
Right.
But I also just didn't really talk. He was the last original player that I talked to.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't really talk one-on-one with like Ikar, Bryant, or like Ikar, aka Bryant, or uh-huh. like Savannah. But I didn't, well, so yeah, I didn't talk to him until like day six. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, just because of that, we kind of drifted apart as you see,
right.
You know, where he does not like me. And then, whenever I liked him,
uh-huh.
He was kind of my number one catfish suspicion.
Really?
Yeah, but I still liked him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the inverse is true, where Delisa thought I was a catfish. Partly because yeah. of that sports thing, which was like kind of illogical, but I guess still.
What right. sports thing? Which one?
Where I was having that conversation with her and I asked her about like football. And she was like, oh, Emily mm-hmm. watches football? Catfish. Must be a dude. And I was like, girls watch football. Like,
right. That's just like the same when Chloe you know, I think it was about the basketball like, thing. Or was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, or like when Kat like asked you about the jacket thing and it was like, doesn't remember his jacket from 20 years ago? Catfish. Like, no.
Right. But also what I thought was really funny about that, she wasn't really at the show, so she wouldn't have known one way or the other.
Oh, she was just trying to set you up.
Yes. And it was like, but you didn't set me up because.
Yeah, and so she had the right conclusion, but the wrong process.
Yes.
It's like when you exactly. do the math wrong and somehow get the right answer.
Yeah. And I think it's funny like how like you're really close with Mitchell and I adore him. Like we chit chat every now and again. And we were like, Mitchell, we think he's like playing an older lady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were kind of ripping him on the show, but he's great in real life. Yeah.
I know. It's so funny. That's like just Mitchell. He does, you know.
He's got definitely his own style of talking, which over yeah. time, it's like, does not make sense really.
Yes. Yes.
Like when you see like shirk it over text, you're like, what? Like,
yeah. You're person? Like, that's weird. And, Teralisha.
Like my impressions of her.
Yeah.
I thought she was cool. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, I thought she was cool. I liked her vibe. I thought of the girls, including myself, mm-hmm. I thought Savannah and I were gonna be like the chill, like cooler girls. I thought Chloe and Teralisha were gonna be like the spicy girls, the spice girls.
Right.
And I think that was pretty accurate. So
yeah, no, it's true. Well, it was weird for me because when I came into the game, the Savannah Teralisha thing already happened. So I was trying to catch up but I couldn't get that much information. You know, I was like, when I talked to Lee River, I was like, who should I watch out for? Or who should I try to talk? No, it was who should I try to talk to next? And he mentioned Teralisha. So I was like, okay, well, if he's cool, then she must be cool. And, you know, that was my conclusion from that. Yeah. Okay. So we got eliminated because of your, and this is what I always tell people, you know, the Glamaquin challenge, your downfall to many people, but that was not your downfall for me. I was like,
I mean, that was a downfall for everyone else, Lisa. I don't know how you didn't
because I knew how hard it was. Like, I had such a hard time with it. So I was like, maybe she just had a hard time with it like me. Because I, putting the foundation on that thing wasn't easy. But yeah, that's not what gave you away to me. It was the name the five makeup brands.
Well, at that point, the nail was kind of already in the coffin. Well, and the thing is, I knew that makeup thing was going to get me in trouble. And then the next morning, I talked to you, as you see on the show. And and you actually still liked me at that point. So I was like, oh, like maybe I'm all right. When in reality, everybody else was like, oh, like this is a guy.
Well, yeah, no, I didn't dislike you because that, I mean, because I was a catfish. Like I couldn't be mad at you because you were
not like or dislike. It was more like I honestly sensed that you like still thought I was real. Although I guess someone could easily just like mislead me with that. But
yeah, I mean, like I said, the only time that I did not think that you were real was after the name, the five things, not because like the brands that you used, I was like, okay, boy. But also because I was like, somebody's suspicious of him to ask him that question or ask her that question. Yeah. So those were kind of my things. But I mean, it turned into a serendipitous thing because then we got a second chance. Yeah. And I wanted to know because I don't know if I've asked you this. Did you even hesitate to want to play and live with me when we got a second chance?
No.
Me either.
Yeah.
Either. We were both like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah. And was it awkward for you? Because it oddly wasn't awkward for me.
No, it wasn't. It was very, I mean, I saw people, especially when they were teasing us pairing up.
Yeah.
Like, they're so different. It's going to be weird. And I was like, nah, it actually was just like pretty chill and natural. I mean, maybe that's partly because, like, at that point, we had been basically in quarantine for about 3 weeks.
Right.
So maybe it was just, like, any form. I mean, I'd say we're both pretty, like, mellow, down-to-earth people. Like, I'm sure there's some people you could have put me in there with that I would not have really liked very much. I'm not even saying from our game. I just mean in general. Like,
yeah, me too. Like, me too. Yeah. But, yeah, I thought we did well. Like, I mean, and I felt like I got to know you so quickly. Like, there wasn't any awkward, I wasn't like, oh, this is weird, where are my pajamas in front of this guy? I mean,
given the crazy circumstances, I think we were both kind of on the same page. Like, I mean, one, it just brings you together when you're in certain, like, circumstances like that.
Yeah.
You're like, let's just lock it in, like, go to work, try to win this thing, so.
Yes, yes. Who did you like playing better, Emily or John?
I mean, I think John was a lot of fun to play.
Me too.
And it was a little easier, but Emily was like, Emily was fun. They were both fun in the sense that they were like very drastically
different. Yeah.
Like different from me and different from each other. Like playing a girl was pretty entertaining and like channeling that energy. And then obviously being a psychic Santa was also very entertaining. And I'm all about the entertainment. Like, I didn't play as Emily because I wanted to like, I didn't think Emily was going to be my best shot to win.
Right.
But I thought it was going to be like one of the most entertaining things. So I was down for that.
And were you like, not shocked, but were you pleasantly surprised how much the players liked John, like watching it back?
Yeah,
and like everyone loved him.
Everyone thought he was real. That's credit to us. I think we did a good job. Even Lee thought he was real, which I thought, if I'm Lee, I'm like, are they going to put another old guy in the game? No, but anyways, we'll take it.
What do you think of the response that we've gotten from people as us being a duo, like from fans of the show? Like,
right? I don't feel like I could ask for much. I haven't really seen any really much negative response at all. I mean, there's a few, but like far less than I got as Emily or like a lot of other players have gotten. So, John was very, and even a lot of people were even like, I'm happy to see John win, which. If I was a fan, I don't even know, because I don't usually like twists like that where people get to come back in the game.
Me too.
But I was like, yeah, I'll take it. So,
but we did. I feel like we did such a good job with him.
We
made him likable. We made him not get involved in the drama. Because like I also, as Lance, didn't get involved in any sort of drama either. Yeah. I'm not good at that. But I also really like, people love our height difference.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, I have the, I got my print. Did you get your print yet?
Oh, no, not yet. Let's see it. I can't wait.
Yeah. So for those watching, the,
oh my God, it's so cool.
Yeah, like cartoons people that did one. We didn't ask for it. They just did it and tagged us. I was like, holy shit, this is sick. And they yeah. want to send each. Oh, I'll come back this week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they wanted to send us these printouts of it. I was like, sure.
It's so cool. Like, I can't wait to hang mine up.
Yeah. I don't know how to hang things up is the problem. So,
I don't really either, or I would help you, but I don't know either. And something else that I don't know if many people know. Jack and I got connected with with John, who was really named Dave, and you had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah. It wasn't too long of a conversation, but it was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dave is only 47, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
No offense to him. He looks a bit older. But he's even and weirdly, he sounds younger. He sounds like, I don't know, like a 35-year-old guy. Like he's like, hey buddy, what's happening? Like I mean, he's like a firefighter and he does do like Santa work on the side. But maybe him being around the fire, and he said he's going to retire like somewhat soon, but maybe him doing that firefighter work, you know, he's probably hanging around some younger guys. So probably picks up on that lingo.
Yeah. Did he tell you how he got involved in this?
Yeah. It's weird. So apparently a while ago, they asked him if like they might be able to, because he does like some acting stuff too.
Okay.
He's a man of many talents. And I think they like, asked him if they could use his picture. And he like didn't really know what the show was, but I'm guessing they paid him. So he was probably like, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently he didn't know he was on the show until it aired and people told him he was on the show.
So really?
They never like confirmed that he was on it. So the episode came, and he wasn't even watching the show. So it came out and his like coworkers or somebody was like, do you know your face is on this show?
What?
And they started watching it and he actually liked it. So he was like,
I mean, do you think that they were like, yeah, and they have you playing, or they have you as like a 63-year-old man that's married to a man named Terry?
Probably. He didn't seem to have any qualms about that stuff, but which is good.
No, he's messaged me a few times and he's really, really nice. But when he wrote us in the email, I'm only 47. I was like, oh, maybe that's a typo. Maybe he meant 74, but no. But it goes with the Santa territory, right? Like,
yeah. No, he definitely probably embraces it for this. I'm sure there's many a photo where he's not Santa-ing and he looks a little younger.
Right. Yeah. I mean, or he doesn't, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
But it was just funny that we went way away with his age. Yeah. What was your favorite moment from the show?
Watching it back or like living it? Or both?
Both.
I'd say watching it back, I think when we unite for the first time was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially because prior to that, those episodes were a little rough for me. Inside.
Right.
Makeup things. In the experience, I'd say the finale was just a lot of fun meeting everybody.
Right.
So those would be like two of my peak moments.
Yeah, no, meeting everyone was so fun. That was a great time. Okay, so because this is Laugh Out Loud with Lisa, what makes you laugh out loud the most? Like, what do you think is so funny? Like, what movies do you watch, or TV, or do you listen to comedy?
Well, when it comes to like comedy or TV, I always love like The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Entourage, which isn't specifically comedy related, but it's a really good show.
But it's comedy-esque.
Yeah, it definitely has some good humor. I love the movie like Superbad.
Me too.
It's an all-time comedy classic. And I love like dark humor too, mm-hmm. or like stand-up. Some good stand-up comedy too is always wonderful. But yeah,
who do you like stand-up comedian wise?
John Mulaney's great.
Yeah.
Bill Burr. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson. I like.
Yeah.
There's this guy Anthony Jeselnik, where his first special, I thought, or maybe it wasn't his first, but the one I saw that was from like 2014, 2015, I thought was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And his recent special, I didn't even finish it. I thought it was pretty horrible. So it was kind of a weird.
Oh.
He kind of does this, like, his character on stage, he kind of embraces, like, kind of being like a sociopath, I guess.
Okay.
Where, like, all of his humor is, like, really dark, but it's really funny. But you all know it's kind of a bit. And he's also, like, really, he's very, like, arrogant about it. Which it's like funny though. But like, the first one was funny. And then the second one, I think he was just like, felt like he was way too big for his britches. Mm. And I was like, okay, this is just like not even like a bit anymore. You're just like a dick. Like, it's not good.
I have to look it up.
I also really enjoy, I don't know. They live in LA. They also have a podcast and like a YouTube, like Chad Goes Deep. I don't know. You probably haven't heard of it. Have you seen the fairly viral like YouTube video where they go to city council and like complain about, like, they're like, what up council, like, we're here today. It's like it's real. I would recommend you check it out.
Okay, so I'm gonna check it out.
Like, yeah, so they go to, well, one of the things that they do is go to city council, like real, like it for real,
uh-huh,
feed like, for like ridiculous things. So like the one that they first did that popped off, the two main ones they did, the first one that wasn't as viral, they did they went to plead for a Paul Walker statue in Santa Monica to like contribute to it. But and then the second one they did, they asked them to like reduce restrictions on house parties in the Hollywood Hills or something like that. And they talked about how the house party was like a bedrock of their like growth as like a SoCal youth. I can't even describe it. It's just really their podcast is also excellent. I love those. Those are two of my favorites too.
I'm gonna look those up.
Oh, and Cody Ko, if we're going like the social media route.
And who?
Cody Ko. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's a Nikki YouTuber.
Okay.
Very popular.
Okay, I'm gonna look. My nephew probably knows these things, but I will look them up. And what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh my god.
Or something funny that's happened to you.
Wow. I don't even know.
Have you fallen? Have you done like any embarrassing public moments?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was a really funny one where after my freshman year, I was in Ibiza with my pledge class, like the kids in my fraternity that were like my age, essentially.
That was wild.
And my friend, his family has like a big boat there. So we were staying on his boat, which was really, it was an amazing trip. One night we went a little bit too hard, as they say. And it was legal there, so don't worry. But they had to like drag me back to the boat, essentially. And when I was on the boat, I was all sandy because I had like face planted on the beach and like lost my phone. I was content to just like sleep on the deck or whatever. But they decided that I need to be hosed down, so they shipped me down to my underwear. And one of the staff members was hosed. There's a video of this. One of the crew members or whatever was hosing me down. And as he was doing it, I thought I was like still in the club, so I started like, you know the song Delirious by Steve. I was like that was definitely pretty hilarious. I was like, I mean, obviously it was the butt of the joke, but
oh my god, I want to see the video.
I will show you the video. I will not show it to you now because this is a very private video.
Oh no, not everyone. Just me personally. Yeah, I want to see this video. Oh my god, I love that story. Yeah. Okay, well. I just, you know, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. And I'm so happy I got the opportunity not only to play with you in the circle, but also call you a friend.
Yes.
And yes, maybe someday Netflix will give us our own spinoff. Who knows? I mean,
great.
The public wants it.
Get ready for Amazing Race, Lisa. It sounds like you're up for
Hey, it would be fun. It would be an experience. Yeah. But yeah, thank you. And I'm excited to hang this summer. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.